Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettiglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. Christian Garrick taking some time off. Bob, we got some people holding on, so we're going to go back to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line. We're going to go to James in New Orleans. James, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, thanks as always, guys. Listen, I haven't felt this bad since. I want you to tell me this is Big Ben Wright. Remember this? Steve yep. Bukowski to Alfred Jackson.
Alfred Jenkins.
Jenkins, yeah. That's a really bad feeling. But moving forward, I think I mentioned this in preseason. You know, Adebo, I want to see him at free safety. I like to see him, you know, play some safety. He's got the best hands in the secondary. And you guys may disagree with me, but I don't think Ram had the best season.
Who said Ram? Who's Ram?
Ramchek.
Okay, I got you.
Ryan Ramchek.
Yeah. I don't think he had the best season. I know he wanted to go to left tackle, but I got tired all season of seeing our running backs run into a brick wall at the guard position. Could he play guard and move Pennant to right tackle?
No, right tackle. He's going to play right tackle.
Well, that's going to be his spot. Hey, but James, you bring up a good point.
But the guard playing. I see some of these ratings.
James brings up a good point. I think that, look, Pete Carmichael was part of this, along with Sean Payton, that I think right now this is 16 years plus, almost 17 years. I think this the least amount of confidence that the Saints offensive staff has ever had in the offensive line. And the continuity to where, because in the past, you know, right now, if it's 3rd and 1, I don't know, we got to trick them. I've said that. We're running, so what? We're going to get the first down.
Yeah, but Bob, you got 4 to 5 guys coming back from a year ago.
But they ain't as good as in the past. Now, we drafted like they should be.
You got paid. Some of them really got paid.
Well, Cesar Ruiz has gotten better. Andres Pete, he's so big, he just has to play football because he'd have peer pressure. What are you, big for nothing? Go out there and do something.
And even before McCoy got hurt, this wasn't a team moving people off the line of scrimmage.
No, McCoy is like good. He can be very good at times, but he's not great. The only one that potentially was great in the past, and I think now he's not great, he's not kind of very good, is Ryan Ramchick. So really, and you look at Hurst is the overachiever. We don't have nobody in the offensive line that we could control the line of scrimmage. And then all of a sudden, whether it's Jameis Winston or Andy Dalton, and we're not winning, I think you'd need almost like a magical quarterback like Drew Brees at time that you would be kind of like on the cusp of being 500 or trying to get to double-digit wins. But I think at times that the certain play calling that Pete Carmichael's doing
is putting a square peg in the round hole.
And even with Taysom Hill, you just utilize him. Come on, we got about to get a yard. Whether it could be a 3rd and 1 or 4th and 1 situation. Now, I would take up a Dennis Allen in this regard. I think if we had more dominant offensive line, which we should considering our draft picks, I think Dennis Allen would tend to go for it more in 4th down if he had more confidence in our offensive line. I'm not talking about, I don't care if it was Jameis or Andy Dalton at quarterback. I think up front, why sometimes, oh, we got to, I don't know, that's taking a chance, whether it's four down or even like a third and one. I've seen Sean Payton in the past as third and three, and we're still running, and we get the first down. But that's one thing that I've been disappointed in, because we've invested in that position, the offensive line. What are we?
From a run blocking standpoint.
Are we like middle of the pack? I mean,
would you say they middle of the pack?
No, I'd say we on the back end.
I'd say you're on the back end.
Yeah. So that to me, James, that I've been kind of frustrated.
I agree with you, James. Because I said it before the season. Big question mark.
Yeah, as fans, we always follow the football. You know, you're going to follow the ball and all that and not truly look at are we dominant, you know, in the line of scrimmage. And I keep bringing this up. And I know he could do it because he did it. And they had a good team at the time. We embarrassed the Buffalo Bills in Buffalo. Andrews Pete's greatest game ever was the Saints versus the Bills. He was mauling people in the run game. The fans left at the beginning of the third quarter. The Bills Mafia and all that. No, Andrews Pete was dominant. I have not seen Andrews Pete be dominant since then. And he should be. And so that, to me, I'm disappointed because that's what we've invested in. Now, you look at Chris Olave and all that, but you look at Cesar Ruiz, you look at McCoy.
And you
look
knew at Penny Andrews was Pete. Not ready for prime time.
Yeah, you look at Ryan Ramchick.
He wasn't ready for it.
He wasn't ready. He couldn't even, if you objective, he couldn't even beat out Hurst in training camp. Now, I think Trevor Penning, for him to truly succeed at a high level in the NFL, he got to be able to pass protect better. I think as a run
he can
mauler,
run block.
No, he could be a mauler, but pass protecting, I mean, leaves a lot to be desired in that regard.
Thank you so much for the call, James. We appreciate it. We're going to go to Hollywood and Thibodeau. Hollywood, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, Bobby. Hey, Mike. How y'all doing?
All right, Hollywood.
Hey, Hollywood. Are you dejected, or how you feeling right now?
Good to see you yesterday, Hollywood, too, man.
Yeah, it was good seeing y'all yesterday. It was nice having me on y'all set, and had a lot of response on that little TV promotion when y'all acknowledged me yesterday. I got a bigger fan base just like y'all. And I'm not dejected no more. I just saw too many games like that in my 63-year-old career as a Saints fan, and it's time to get over that or change some kind of way where we need to win games like this. And I don't know if it hurts the players as much as the fans. Never hurt more than the players. I know that for a fact. So I don't know what y'all
Hollywood, I can tell you this. It hurts the players like it hurts the fans, but you're not going home making millions. I mean, that's one thing. The players are highly rewarded, which is the market. I'm a capitalist. I don't have no problem with that. But, you know, they go and kiss their loved ones. They have kids or their wife or their girlfriend, whatever it might be. And they want to win. You know why they want to win? Because they want to continue this lifestyle. And if you're going to play a long time in the NFL, you can't be a loser. Or you won't last double digits.
Hollywood, Bobby had the best statement I ever heard any former players say about the real world. And he told me, Mike, the real world sucks.
Yeah, who wants to be in the real world? I mean, that's like, come on. The NFL, to think about this, to get paid to play a game that you did as a kid and that's your job? What? That's like, you think you hit the lottery. I mean, even if you're going back to even Archie days, 80s, 90s and all that, and all of a sudden, I'm getting paid to play football, which I played in the backyard when you play tackle the man with the football. You have no pads and all that, and I'm getting paid to do this? How many people could actually say they do that? Or whether you were like a baseball player, whether you played basketball, whatever it might be.
And it's less than 2% of college players.
And you're getting paid to play?
Can play pro
football.
Come
on, you hit the life lottery.
You better believe
That's
it.
That's why you got to leave it on the field, Mark Ingram, and you can't go half-stepping out of bounds.
Thank you, Hollywood. We appreciate it, bud. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. Before we go to Walter on the West Bank, Bob, you got a text you want to respond to.
Listen, you got to listen and hear what I'm telling you about what's occurring and how coaches think, how players think. This is from 1250. Are you saying that the O-line cost the Saints the game? I say bull. You know what? No, I'm not saying that. It affects, whether it be Sean Payton, Pete Carmichael, Andy Reid, whoever. You look at all the offensive coordinators and play callers. It does matter the confidence that they have with their team, their prospective team, and the offensive line. Whether you feel like you got to trick them, or so what if it's 3rd and 1, we freaking running and they can't stop us. That does make a difference with the play calling. So I'm not blaming the Saints O-line. It's just more challenging for Pete Carmichael, even Sean Payton to tell you this. Well, man, we getting whooped. Man, it's 3rd and 1, but it might be 4th and 2. We tried to gash him, and now we lost a yard.
Okay, with the offensive line of the Eagles and the Chiefs, are they limited in what they can do?
Hell no.
Okay, so that answers. Sometimes I worry about comprehension, but exactly what Bobby is saying here.
Yes,
it affects the play calling. He's right. Not blaming the offensive line.
No, it's like the confidence factor and who you going against. It's like. Well, there was no imagination in that play. Why in the hell we ran that? But all of a sudden, if you, like, whoop them, and then all of a sudden it was, like, 3rd and 1, and you got, like, 4 yards. Oh, that was a good play call. I like that a lot. No, you got to realize man-to-man, hand-to-hand combat, and all what occurs in the trenches. Do you think my offense or my individual talent can beat the personnel across. You know what would be interesting to see? Listen.
And it does matter who you go up against, too.
Right. Okay. I want to see right now, I'm intrigued with this game. This is a game, if you're just a football fan, pro football fan, and you can watch every game now. Not even look. Okay, Jimmy G's out with the 49ers, right? I would like to see what's going to occur with Tom Brady and the Buccaneers offensive line against that 49ers D-line and that whole front seven.
Good luck.
And what's going to happen? Yes.
Good luck with that, buddy.
Listen, they gave Tua the business. And you might say, well, Tom Brady's not Tua. But if he doesn't have any time, he's going to be just like Tua.
So defensive front of the 49ers can make you mere mortal real quick.
Hey, who's that Buccaneers tackle always gets called? Smith for holding?
Oh, yeah, Donovan Smith.
Hey, they probably could call an offensive holder on him every other play if they're truly honest.
No, they put Nick Bosa up against
him. Ain't no way he can block him. There ain't no way in hell they're going to have to help. There's no way. If he's on an island, he's tackling him. He's like, you know, at the end of the game when they finally called holding on Smith against. Look at Davenport. He just freaking tackled Davenport. So can you imagine that times 2 or 3 going against Bosa?
Because Bosa, man, he's pedaled to the metal every play.
Yeah. So, you know, again, like I say, as a fan, you follow the football and you don't look what's happening in the trenches.
We're going to go to Walter on the West Bank. Walter, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Yeah, guys, I got one question to ask you. When we had 4 or 5 minutes in the game, why are we allowing a guy to go 40 yards down the field in single coverage and he gets beat and he automatically has pass interference in the end zone? Okay. How can we?
Oh, that was that's a good point, Walter. That's a good point. Walter, I like that question because that was definitely planned. And whether Marcus May was supposed to help out a Debo or whatever. I mean, I don't know. But all I know is it's a spot foul. And all of a sudden, Tom Brady said, hell yeah, we're taking a chance. And then Debo.
And they had done it a couple times, but he missed far.
You see, that's why on the coach's show, I need to talk to the damn coach or Mickey Loomis or somebody. What were we doing on that play putting a Debo on an island? Was Marcus May supposed to help him or he didn't help him? Because that's a big play. Because look, all of a sudden, it's a 40-plus-yard play, and they're on the goal line now they're going to score. Because it's not like 15 yards. No, it's a spot play. It's a spot foul. So that you got to give Tampa Bay credit, whether it's Leftwich or Tom Brady, to stretch the field. You know what? We going for it right now. And then a Debo got turned around. Then he gets – no, it was a penalty. It's a penalty. But was a Debo expecting help from Marcus May? Whatever, and he wasn't there. And, you know, Tom Brady, did he move Marcus May with his eyes and get him to suck up somewhere where he couldn't help out with a Debo? That all comes into play. So that's the kind of question that I think the fans will want to know. We can't put a Debo on an island in that perspective. And was Marcus May, because he had an outstanding game, his best game in the Saints uniform.
No question.
Was he not disciplined enough, maybe on the back end, to help out a Debo? See, that's the stuff that is still questions. I got questions.
Because unless you in that room or you in that huddle, you don't know it.
No. Like, you'd be like a defensive back meeting room and all, like, okay, you know, they'll say, and they won't necessarily call out players, just say, okay, this is what we expect on this play. And Paulson, you got to get your head around whatever. You can't just be so handsy. But then they might say, I don't know, I'm just speculating here, that Marcus May, you got to help out. You cannot leave a Debo on an island. And if you do that, then you're going to have those results, and all of a sudden Tampa Bay's right there, first and goal, and then the next play they score.
That's exactly what happened.
And then it's a game.
Yep. Thank you for the call, Walter. We appreciate it. We're going to go to Mike in Colorado. Mikey in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just want to ask Bobby and York, and first of all, with Mickey Loomis in regards to evaluating the quarterback for maybe a draft choice in this year's class or maybe next year's class? And if so, who do you think that we can get? Because, you know, like you said, we haven't stopped. You know, we got Drew Brees and all that. We got spoiled with him. But
right.
Who would you think would be, you know, draftable in this next class, maybe a second round pick?
Man, and listen, quarterbacks are going to go fast. You know why? Man, there's a need of them. You probably got 14 teams in the NFL. The guy I really like, other than Bryce Young, is Hendon Hooker from Tennessee. Now, I'd have to have my medical staff tell me.
Yeah, because of the knee injury.
About the knee injury and when I could expect him back. But, man, I just see the poise in him, his smarts, his accuracy skills. He's the five-star general on the field, okay? And I just like the way he plays this game. Okay, nothing against Will Levis. Man, I spent a couple of days with Levis at the Manning camp. You talk about a big, husky kid that can really chunk it.
Is that the guy from Kentucky?
From Kentucky, but he's inconsistent.
I've seen him in games. All of a sudden, the game's on the line. He ain't done jack.
Anthony Richardson, who was, from a talent standpoint, he's got as much talent as anybody in this draft class as far as quarterbacking. But his accuracy skills are all over the board. He's not accurate. He's a little bit of a project of a player. Man, Hooker to me. If my medical staff tells me he's good and we can get him sometime next year, may not be for the start of the season, but maybe in October. You know what? I get me a veteran quarterback and a draft Hooker. I double down.
Hey, okay, I don't agree with that. Let me tell you why I don't agree with that. You might say we might have to weather the storm in the future. Anybody that says Andy Dalton's not done his job, listen, I played the position. You don't freaking know what you're talking about. Andy Dalton is not the reason why we're not winning. Andy Dalton could be that bridge guy to the future. I mean,
but you still need the younger guy.
That's what I'm saying. We might all of a sudden suck again. And what I mean by that, in 2023.
So you're going to take it for Caleb.
Caleb Williams. Caleb Williams, I'm telling you, that's the bridge guy, because I don't think Jameis Winston would want to be that bridge guy. But Andy Dalton would understand that responsibility. I'm telling you, if you look at the games and you're truly objective, I don't care if you're black, white, Asian, whatever it is, it ain't a black, white thing. It's a quarterback thing. Andy Dalton, the Red Rifle, has played at a high level. I look at all the
Let me ask you this. Would you be against bring Dalton back, but you draft Hooker?
No, I would not. No, I'd be.
So
I'd be
you're totally against Hooker level?
No, I'd be for that.
Okay, that's all I'm saying.
I just want the next Pat Mahomes. That's why I say Caleb Williams. I want Andy Dalton.
Well, might have a lot of people doing that.
And then we're going to sacrifice somehow then to get Caleb Williams in the future. I'm telling you, Andy Dalton, where we at right now? No, he's not Magic, man. Listen, Andy Dalton, based on what he did this year, how old is Andy Dalton now? Like 35, 36? Mike, he can play two or three more years. Andy Dalton, what he's done this year is at a high level that for sure next year, if not the next. Listen.
He's going to get a couple more NFL checks.
Without a doubt. He's because get what a he's few done more. In the Saints uniform, he's not the weak link.
No.
You might think. No. Quarterback gets too much of the glory, gets too much of the blame, and he's going to all of a sudden, what he does in primetime, he sucks and all that. Okay, didn't he come up big time in primetime on Monday night against Tampa? He can't catch the ball, too. I mean, he puts it right there. No, he's not perfect, but he played winning football, and Mike, NFL teams, there's 32 teams. Andy Dalton ain't going nowhere. Andy Dalton, the way he's played this season, could play to probably late 30s or 40 years old.
But to answer your question, the guy I would pick would be Hendon Hooker.
Man, we ain't winning nothing next year. I don't know who that nation might get mad. Hooker. They might get mad at me and all that. I'm telling you. I don't know if it's total rebuild and we were right on the cusp. I think we need to focus more. Now, the Houdat Nation don't want to hear this, and the Saints don't want you to talk about this because we got to sell tickets. We got to fill out the dome or whatever. But it's going to be, I'm telling you, well, watch, it's going to be more 2024 than 2023. We might struggle again next year, but we spoiled. We want to win now. What? Rebuild? That 2024.
That's the dirtiest word in sports, word.
Yeah, 2024, that's ancient. What?
We'll be back with more.
Who knows? I might have cancer by then. That they don't want to hear that.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We're back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. Mike Dottillo, along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. Before we go to Jonathan Marrero, Bobby, you want to answer?
I got to read this. Listen, I don't know who this cat is. I don't know who he is. I mean, he probably follows football. He likes football. This is from 3225. Y'all really can't see Andy Dalton. He said, it's English, whatever. I don't have correct English, but whatever. Y'all really can't see Andy Dalton. Can y'all really see, maybe I think he's trying to say, that Andy Dalton can't play? What are you talking about? If you watch every game, I'm not saying Andy Dalton's a franchise quarterback. There's not enough NFL quarterbacks. As far as a bridge guy, they don't get any better than Andy Dalton going into the future. And he knows how to keep things in perspective. So I have no idea. When you say Andy Dalton, can he play or not play? Have you watched the games and the drop passes? He's not going to be Magic Man. He's not going to be like Mahomes and all. Oh, he brought us to victory. No, overall, he's going to keep you steady. So to say that y'all can't say Andy Dalton can't play, no. Who do you want to be the guy to say that Andy Dalton can't play? You want the next future franchise quarterback? We all want that. But to say he's not legit in the league, I'm like, do you think there's 32 starting quarterbacks better than Andy Dalton right
nope,
now?
No, not right now.
Mike, you might say, well, there's 20. But
and you might stretch it to 22, but you're getting to 32.
Right. No way. That's why you got to keep it in perspective. Now, we used to Drew Brees, a first ballot Hall of Famer. So when you look at Andy Dalton, is he the future? No, he's not the future. But he's that bridge guy, great guy in the meeting room to help the quarterback meeting room to develop a future maybe young quarterback.
And I think he would be open to say, hey, look, I know my career is almost over.
Without a doubt.
Bringing in a young guy.
Without a doubt.
And I will help him as much as I can.
Like a player coach.
Along the way. I think Andy would be open to that.
But
this team does need a young, talented quarterback.
And listen, Jameis.
And sometimes it doesn't happen right away. And it didn't happen for Mahomes.
Jameis Winston is not there yet. He still thinks he could be a franchise quarterback, but there's not enough skins in the ball. I don't care. You won the Heisman, where you were drafted, first overall, all that stuff. Where are you at right now, 2022? See, Andy Dalton is humbling himself. Do you know when you look at training camp when Andy Dalton first came here? He didn't have to say anything. Oh, I'm going to come here and compete for the starting job. He goes, nope, I'm here to support Jameis Winston. And I'm going to do whatever it takes to be the ultimate quarterback for the Saints team and support Jameis Winston. But what if he beat him out? I say this, if you came down from Mars and you went training camp, Jameis Winston did not play better than Andy Dalton in August. Sorry, that's what happened. That's what happened. So I'm talking about the future, whether, you know, coming up in the 20, I'm like 23, 24, and Andy Dalton. Listen, we have not had the stability with a veteran quarterback like Andy Dalton, who's not the future but a bridge guy for a young guy. It don't get any better than Andy Dalton. And I think the Saints know that.
I no question about it, and I think you know that the young kid is going to go through some growing pains. No matter who you bring in,
you're going to go through
some growing pains. So you would have the veteran if you needed to have the hook to go to him. We'll be back with more Sports Talk here on the Big 870. We're finishing it up here in hour number two on Sports Talk. We're going to go to Jonathan and Marrera. Jonathan, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, gentlemen, I got one comment to make.
Okay.
When you're a bad team like the Saints, are this year 4-9. You are what the record says you are.
That's true.
But you got a lot of talent on the team. There's only one thing you can blame that on, and that's coaching. But with that being said, Bob, I'm going to use your statement. Dennis Allen can't hold Sean Payton's jockstrap.
Yeah, right. And that listen, you could be a great NFL coach, but not necessarily a head coach. Listen, I'm buddies at Wade Phillips. Did Wade Phillips ever work out as a head coach? No, but defensive coordinator, he's one of the best in NFL history.
June Jones.
June Jones, offensive coordinator. You know, head coach. You look at even Vic.
In college it worked.
Look at Vic Fangio.
Yep.
He finally got a head job in Denver. It didn't work out. They probably wish they had Vic Fangio still there compared to Hackett and where they're at. So, yes, listen. The coaching has to come into consideration where the Saints are at right now. I mean, listen, the same thing is going to happen with Tampa Bay and Todd Bowles. But you still have to be in charge, okay? We got a few texts in that, what do you do as a quarterback? Do you take hold of the situation? Now, think about this, Jonathan. Tom Brady wanted to go for it. Remember, it was 4th and 10, and they were deep. That's how desperate they were. They were deep in our territory.
And he waved the punting team off.
And Todd Bowles said, no, I'm the coach. We're punting.
And the coach made the right call.
And they still came back and won. So even the great, the GOAT, Tom Brady.
You're taking orders. You're not the boss.
So when you look at, like, quarterback versus coaching, no, the coach has to take responsibility ultimately what occurs on the field.
We'll be back with more Sports Talk here on the Big 870 right after this news break.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.